Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on April 18 regarding William Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. William Howell is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-2-21, but he was picking up a 600-pound piece of furniture up the steps with co-workers. Appeared he immediately felt a bulge in his stomach area. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room, but did present to another facility emergently, per his recollection. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands the final diagnosis to be that of a hernia that was repaired surgically. Paired is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired in the paragraph, treatment records show he alleged in his claim petition that on 8-2-21, he was lifting and moving a heavy machine and sustained an umbilical hernia. Paired treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 9-8-21 with a listed date of injury on 8-2-21. Paired that he came into the office on schedule complaining of abdominal pain. Paired reported the injury occurred at work. Paired symptoms began while moving equipment at work. Paired he was examined and found to have a palpable umbilical hernia. Paired the abdomen was soft and flat. Paired he was given a diagnosis of an umbilical hernia for which activity modifications and acetaminophen were ordered. But he was also referred to see a general surgeon. Period. On 9-20-21, he did have an abdominal ultrasound to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph on 9-21-21, he was seen by surgeon Dr. Baranski, B-A-R-A-N-S-K-I. Period. Mr. Howell related he was at work as a mover and was lifting a very heavy piece and noticed severe pain in his periumbilical area that had persisted. Period. He had then undergone an ultrasound that showed an incarcerated fat containing periumbilical ventral hernia. But he did have some discomfort at times. Paired with relaxing and lying flat, this area seems to be less bothersome and flatter. Paired past medical history was remarkable for an abdominal hernia. Paired Dr. Baranski diagnosed umbilical hernia. Scratch that, incarcerated umbilical hernia without obstruction or gangrene. Paired the plan was for robotic-assisted incarcerated periumbilical hernia repair with mesh. Paired. On 9-22-21, he returned to WorkNet, noting he had been scheduled for surgery. Paired. The paragraph on 10-7-21, he did undergo surgery to be inserted here. Paired physical exam, abdomen of 3 portal scars evident, but no open surgical scars. Paired there was no over bulging. Paired he had no hernias or tenderness in the abdomen, even with Valsalva maneuver. Paired we'll insert the groin maneuvers and the rest of the abdominal exam, both of which will be normal. On extremities lower, normal exam, hips and pelvis normal, and lumbar normal impressions. On 8-2-21, William Howell reportedly injured his abdomen while lifting a heavy object with coworkers. Parity did not seek treatment for this until presenting to WorkNet more than a month later on 9-8-21. Period. He was found to have an umbilical hernia. Period. Abdominal ultrasound on 9-20-21 confirmed this to be the case. Parity was also seen by a general surgeon named Dr. Baranski. Period. On 10-7-21, he performed a surgery to be inserted here. Period. It would appear that he documented a history of prior abdominal surgery. Period. However, he may actually be alluding to the subject abdominal problem. Period. New paragraph of the current exam of Mr. Howell found him to be muscularly built in the arms. Period. His exam of the abdomen was unrevealing. Period. There was no tenderness. Comma, bulging, comma, or hernias, even with Valsalva maneuver. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hips and pelvis were normal. Period. He could squat and rise fluidly without discomfort. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen. Period. Mr. Howell's umbilical hernia has been definitively repaired without any signs of recurrence. Period. It is notable that he delayed in seeking treatment for more than a month. Period. This certainly raises the question as to causation. Period. And that's the end.